Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The day shuts down. The games light up. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Hey-o! Welcome on back to BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. I got the Glass Man with me tonight. PJ Glasser's in for Brad Evans. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. Hour number three of this Friday night show kicks off right now. You can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You can watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight. And you can listen to the show on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. Get on the line whether you want to call us or you want to text us. You can join the show at 310-840-4910. We'll get back to your phone calls in a bit. We've taken a bunch of your texts already this show. We are just over 30 minutes away from tip-off. Game two, NBA Finals, Knicks and Spurs. My New York Knicks and our next guest's New York Knicks erased a 14-point comeback, a 14-point deficit in game one to win by double digits. We're feeling good. Knicks, 12 wins in a row. Let's bring in our guy, JJ, John Jastrzemski here, the host of New York, New York. And you can also catch him on SNY, the TV home of the New York Mets, multiple times throughout the week, talking all things New York sports. And you can find him on Twitter at John_Jastrzemski. JJ, we got a little full circle thing going right here, buddy. But first of all, man, we got my family's golf outing in a week that you'll be there for. And hopefully by then, we are talking about maybe a potential closeout game that night, that Saturday night for the New York Knicks. But first off, brother, how the hell you doing?
Well, it's a pleasure to be on with two of my favorites. We got Pat Boyle. We got the Glass Man. I spend a lot of time with all of you guys. That's accurate. I just want to let you guys know, you'd be proud of my hustle today. I finished up a show at SNY at 6:30. I got my 3.5 mile run in. I barely made my ferry. I came home. I showered. I couldn't look like crap for you guys. And now hopefully I have a ton of winners and I am fired up, man, for game two of this series. There's a lot to dive into. We'll get to my skepticism about the Knicks, which is going to sound crazy because they've won 12 games in a row. People are going to say, really, JJ, you're skeptical of the Knicks? I mean, boys, let's start here. If San Antonio can't win tonight, then I think you could start dreaming about a sweep and breaking out the baby boil. The parade will be done with if they go and win on Friday. Now you don't have to worry about it next Saturday at your outing.
Well, there you go. You basically just scratched my first question. I was going to say to you, you know, we debated this to start the show tonight. Is game two a must-win game for the Spurs? And I think you think it is, because I think this series also is toast if the Knicks win again tonight. So you agree with that. Anything else you want to add on as to why you would give the Spurs such little chance, if not no chance, to win this series if they lose game two tonight?
Fellas, because of inexperience. Listen, I love what this San Antonio team has done all year. Wembanyama's a freak. Their young guys had barely scratched the surface. The Dylan Harpers, the Stephon Castles, for what they're going to be as players. But we've seen throughout this postseason, despite all the wins, San Antonio turns the ball over. That is not conducive to beating the New York Knicks. And they're kind of in a conundrum because De'Aaron Fox is compromised. Harper probably is a better play and he should be closing out these games. The issue is the turnovers are going to go through the roof if you have Stephon Castle handling the basketball. So because of that inexperience, you're telling me this young San Antonio team is going to lose the first two at home and then go and win a series? I don't see it. I think this is an absolute must for them on Friday night.
JJ, everybody's talking about Cat versus Wemby after game one, and rightfully so. Cat was the reason they were able to make that comeback. He was great. He outplayed Wembanyama. But Pat and I were talking earlier in the show. We thought Mitch Johnson gave Fox way too many minutes over Dylan Harper. You alluded to that in a little bit. Do you think because they're paying Fox all this money, Harper is just a rookie, that we see some more of that? Like Fox gets more minutes than maybe he should? Or do you think the Spurs start to adjust to that? And in this game too, do you think that after we saw Fox get 38 minutes, Harper get 28, we maybe see Harper get close to the same amount of minutes or even more than Fox in tonight's game too?
think it depends entirely, fellas, on the turnovers. You're absolutely right, PJ. Listen, Dylan Harper looked far more spunky. He looked far more efficient. He was just flat out better than De'Aaron Fox. But when you take De'Aaron Fox out of the game, it means that all of a sudden you're giving more of the ball handling responsibilities to Stephon Castle. That's not where he's at his best. And I think Mitch Johnson knows deep down, I can't be turning the ball over a ton against this Knick team if I'm going to go and win this series. So I think you got to feel it out. And I do agree with the sentiment from both of you guys. With the way game one was going, Dylan Harper's playing his tail off. De'Aaron Fox looked awful. You got to read that room in the fourth quarter. If Fox does not have it, he should be on the bench.
We're talking with our guy JJ John Jastrzemski here on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. Got PJ Glasser with me tonight, filling in for Brad Evans. JJ hosted the New York podcast, and you can also catch him on SNY, the TV home of the New York Mets, talking all things New York sports. JJ, the legend of Jalen Brunson grows with every year and every game. I mean, what was going through your head when he drops 13 in the fourth quarter on a hobbled knee and gets a 30-piece after we saw him limp to the locker room after scoring 3 points in the first quarter? And then part two, is Brunson the greatest Knick of all time if they win this title?
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there, Mr. Boyle. I'll start first with number one. I wasn't surprised. Fellas, this is what Jalen Brunson does on a nightly basis. This is what Jalen Brunson has done since he's put a New York Knick uniform on. I didn't freak out when he went to the locker room. He does that all the time. And I didn't freak out about a lousy first three quarters of the game. And that's the biggest compliment I could give Brunson. Guess he could stink for three quarters, but he's able to kind of wash it. He goes and takes the next shot, and he's like a ticking time bomb. He could get going at any point in time, even if he's giving you 7 of 20 from the field, because he doesn't let the moment get too big. And the moment clearly was not too big in game one. And then he goes and pulls his best Mariano Rivera impression and closing it out for the New York Knicks. And listen, I might as well start playing Enter Sandman when Jalen Brunson's handling the ball with 2 and 3 minutes to go. Now, I can't say Jalen Brunson's the greatest Knick of all time. I think you have to look at the history of the franchise. Clyde Frazier hasn't beat. Willis Reed hasn't beat. But, Boyle, you know this. I'm a huge Patrick Ewing guy. I grew up, he was my favorite player. Patrick Ewing is an iconic Knick. The fact that we can have a conversation in early June of 2026, and if the Knicks go and win 3 more games in this series and win an NBA championship, I'm not going to hesitate. Jalen Brunson will be ahead of Patrick Ewing in all-time Knick rankings. Just think about that. That is absurd, but it speaks to how good and how special he's been. And as far as the King of New York is concerned, guys, nobody loves Aaron Judge more than me. Jalen Brunson wins a championship for a team that hasn't won in 50-something years. I think the debate is settled. King of New York, we're number 11.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. We'll get to Judge in a little bit, JJ. But I asked this to Pat earlier in the show, and I want to get your thoughts on this because you've been watching the Knicks a long time, all your life. You've seen a lot of bad basketball. Has it still hit you yet just how good they are? Like when you turn the TV on and you watch this product of basketball and you just kind of expect them to win, especially the way they've been playing for the last month plus. Or is there still a little part of you that in the back of your head, you're just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop and you just like they've been playing so well. At some point, they have to revert back to the mean. Where are you at this point with Knicks basketball and kind of the historical aspect of what you've seen and what's been in front of you the last 5 or 6 weeks?
PJ, I'm riding the wave, baby. I'm riding the wave. How can you not? I've equated it. You guys like to gamble and play a little craps. When you're on the craps table and there's a crazy hot shooter, you want to like get as much money on the table as possible until that 7 comes out. That's kind of my vibe right now with the Knicks. The city is vibing. I'm vibing. I understand there were 15 years of the abyss, the Lou Amundsens, the Langston Galloways. I mean, the Frank Ntilikina's. I could read you the laundry list of guys who are an absolute joke and made the Knicks as irrelevant as can be in the springtime, in the wintertime, you name it. This group, nah, PJ, they got a special vibe going. Doesn't mean that they're given to win this game tonight. There's a reason why they're 6.5-point underdogs. It doesn't mean they're a lock to win this series, but they have a special thing going. It's been building the last couple of years, and you've seen the culmination of it throughout this 12-game playoff win streak that if indeed they go and win an NBA championship, it will be remembered forever around this town and around the NBA for that matter. Remembered forever.
Mm. JJ, the prices for game three in the Garden are astronomical. I mean, you're talking about if they're still available, the bleeds, the nosebleeds. And JJ, I was telling PJ last segment, the nosebleeds in the Garden, it's not a fun watch. Like, you're in the building, sure. You're a long way away from seeing that floor, man. So the nosebleeds are over $9,000. You're basically talking about 10 grand just to get in the building. Any chance you're ponying up? Are you going to be in the building game three or game four?
Listen, we're hoping for some miracles for game number three. I can tell you this. I will not be spending $9,500. I like to throw a couple of bucks down, Pat. That's a little out of my price range. And my advice to anybody who doesn't have tickets yet, either find a friend who's lucky enough to be there and lucky enough to go and bring you, or honestly, go take that money, go book a flight to San Antonio, go get good seats in San Antonio and a hotel and everything that comes with it, and you know, get your tour of the Alamo and maybe go see game five on Saturday night, or maybe it's game seven down the road. But it is crazy. But hey, when you haven't been in the finals in 27 years and you're the Knicks, can't be surprised.
Mm. Yeah, and PJ asked me how much I'd need to get from somebody. Like, let's say you have a ticket for game three. How much would you need to get from somebody to sell that ticket? Let's say you have like 200 section, because I told PJ, if I got courtside seats, which are like 100 grand right now, I'm not giving up for that less than a million. Let's say you got like 200 section. They're not great, but you know, they're decent seats. How much would you need to get from somebody to sell that ticket?
Ooh, 200 level, which is like solid, respectable seats. 20 G a ticket.
Okay.
I'd sell for
20. That's not much. That's not much more than what the ticket is costing right now.
I mean, it is almost double, dude. It's almost double.
That's true.
I said if I had a ticket in the bleeds, I probably would need 50 grand.
Wow, even up in the 400 level, beyond the bridge.
It's a $10,000 seat.
Listen, I love the
that
Knicks.
That one's 5X.
To sit up there, I'll take the money. The 200s, I'd rather go to the game. To sit all the way up there, I'll take the money.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
The view's better on TV, boys. What can I say? It's better.
Yeah, that's true. Before we get your thoughts on any bets that you like tonight, I do want to ask you about the Yankees, because we did have the big Judge injury news, and you know, who knows when he's going to be back. It might not be until August or September for the Yankees. With him out, and Ben Rice already went yard earlier tonight against the Red Sox, is he a legit play for you to win MVP? Like, would you bet Ben Rice at this point, knowing without Judge, they're going to need him even more in the middle of that order?
I don't think it's crazy. Now, here's your question about the American League. Who's going to rise to the occasion? Bobby Witt Jr. is currently the favorite to go and win the award. His team stinks. Are you banking on the fact that Kansas City is going to get back in a playoff race? The guy I'd circle, he's never won the award. He's a future first ballot Hall of Famer. And he always, fellas, always starts to get cooking this time of the year. Jose Ramirez. That to me would be the ticket I'd want in the MVP markets, because I know Cleveland is going to find their way to the playoffs. He's going to grade out well with the glove. He's going to run the bases. The problem you run into, PJ, with Rice, he has been an amazing hitter. He's not going to provide the athleticism or the defense and some of those other elements that voters are looking for. I don't think it's a crazy ticket to have. If he continues to hit like this and the Yankees win the division, he will absolutely be in the conversation. But I'd be thinking even deeper down the line, and that's why Ramirez, to me, would be the name I would circle.
Hmm. Benny Rice, Bryce Rice, baby, by the way, went deep already, JJ, tonight for the Yanks playing the Sox. Do you think here's a more pressing question here in the next couple of weeks that we're going to get the answer to. Judge, not going to get re-imaged for 4 to 6 weeks with the right rib stress fracture. I don't know if we see him before August. You think we have another June swoon coming here for the Yankees? What's your concern level, scale of 1 to 10, that the Yanks are about to have a steep drop off here?
I'd put it right around 5, 5.5. And the reason it's not higher, Pat, is because the pitching staff is so outstanding. They're going to get Max Fried back. They have Gerrit Cole. Rodon has thrown really well his last couple of starts. And, oh, by the way, Cam Schuller is the Vegas favorite to go and win the Cy Young. So I think their starting pitching can carry them. And I know a lot of people are looking at 2023. Judge collided in a wall at Dodger Stadium. Yankee season went up in flames. I don't see this year playing out that way. This team is better. I mean, that team was starting the corpses of Donaldson and LeMahieu. Willie Calhoun was in the lineup. Like, the lineup had very little to work with. This lineup has a little bit more to work with. PJ mentioned Ben Rice. There's Cody Bellinger. I think Jazz Chisholm will play better. So I think the Yankees will weather the storm. And they'll weather the storm.
Okay. All right, we're talking to JJ, John Jastrzemski here on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports, for another 2 minutes or so. Yeah, I'm Pat Boyle. I got PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. JJ, the host of New York, New York. Make sure you check out his podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And check him out on SNY if you're in the New York City area, the tri-state area. All right, JJ, business time. Tip off in about 20 minutes. What's your play for game two? You touching the total? You touching the Knicks? And any player props you like here? What do you like for game two between the Knicks and the Spurs tonight?
All right, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I hate the side. I'm not betting it because I'm a New York Knicks fan. I think the line tells you to go and bet the San Antonio Spurs. My advice to the audience out there, if you like the Knicks, don't mess with the points. They'll win the game outright. If it's close, they'll find a way to win. They got Tiger blood. I don't like the spot, though. I lean over because I think the game will be more tightly officiated. Game one, they kind of let the boys play. I think you see more fouls called. Therefore, you get some more foul shooting. You're also going to see some better offense. Two player props. Devin Vassell was awful in game one, but the volume from three-point land was still there. I like him to go and make three-plus made threes. Mikal Bridges, quiet in game one. I think he'll be more involved in game two. That's my favorite play. Vassell, three-plus threes. Bridges, 10-plus points. You get that little under 2-1. That is my best bet that I am contributing for the series. Because Pat Boyle, not taking game two. I got Knicks game one in the series. I got a 15-1 future. I'm letting those babies ride. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. PJ, you got anything else for JJ? I know you guys will be working together, probably together on Sunday as well. Any last words for JJ?
I love it, JJ. Let's keep the good vibes going. He's been hot on the Sunday show, especially in hoops. So I hope keeps it rolling in game two tonight. JJ, you think, though, I know you didn't like the side, but do you have a feeling it's going to be 1-1 going back to MSG?
I do, and I'll say this, fellas, as a parting thought. If this game's close, the Knicks are going to win. And if the Knicks win tonight, and if you like the Knicks to win tonight, bet them in four. Take that now. Knicks win tonight, this series is over in four games. Calling it now.
Oh, baby. Oh, man, I didn't want to think about the S word. I didn't want to think about sweep, but they win tonight. It's on the table. JJ, you're the best, brother. As always, man, all the love. Thanks so much. Can't wait to catch up with you soon. Can't wait to see you in 8 days at the golf outing.
Rock and roll. Pat and PJ, two of my guys. Enjoy the rest of the night. Go cash them, boys. Later.
Appreciate you, JJ.
There you go. John Jastrzemski. Check him out. Follow him on Twitter at John_Jastrzemski. And make sure you listen to his podcast, New York, New York. I'm pretty sure he'll probably be going live post-game after the Knicks game tonight. So as soon as we sign off, obviously want you to listen to Westwood One Sports Night, but also give JJ's podcast a listen as well. 310-840-4910. Give you my stress level. It's rising before tip-off when we come back. And any last final thoughts before game two of the NBA Finals? It is just over 10 minutes away. This is BetMGM tonight, right here on Westwood One Sports.
The University of Texas has won the Women's College World Series, sweeping Texas Tech in the championship series. It's the Longhorns' second title in program history, having now won back-to-back years. Westwood One Sports.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
With love I will build a wonderful thing that makes this life better for you and for me.
Shriners Hospital. Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. To find out more, go to loveshriners.org.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to ready.com or call 888-270-REDY, 888-270,
800-785-9132.
Late games, loud opinions, and money time moments. BetMGM Tonight rolls on.
Okay, yeah. And then just, you can put a $10 tip on for the driver. All right, thanks. Welcome back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. He's PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. Phone number to join the show, 310-840-4910. PJ, I meant to ask you this before, maybe for some recommendations, but I had to pull the trigger, and I don't know if maybe we were on the air there. You heard me finishing up a phone call, a little delivery order.
I was going to say. Yeah, what you having? What you eating?
Take a guess. Now,
oh,
I don't know if we've talked food before, so this one just might be a total guess in the dark for you, but take a guess. Friday night, while game two is going on in a commercial break, you know, we do the show from home. I'm in the Pat Boyle studios here. And so during a commercial break or two, I'll go down and I'll get some, get some dinner and I'll have it on the side for some other commercial breaks. I'm not going to be able to scarf down all the food in 5 minutes, but take a guess as to what the game two meal is on the table tonight.
Man, I know you like chicken. I know you're a chicken guy. You know what? I'm going to go with Popeyes, Pat. I think that's what you ordered for dinner.
That's not a bad guess. I definitely love me some Popeyes. And if my favorite fast food place is Taco Bell, but I got neither of those. It is it's not a specific place. I can't give you the name of the place. It'll give it away. But it's a generic food that you would order for delivery.
Okay. Like, I've definitely heard of this restaurant before, this chain before.
Oh, no, I don't know about the restaurant, but you've heard of the thing
that
I got.
Without a doubt,
it's a staple.
I mean, I wonder if it's as simple as you're in Philly, did you get a steak and cheese?
I did not. Also a great guess. One more guess.
Man. All right, my final
guess. And definitely
guess,
not
I'm
the smartest
say-
thing. Definitely not the smartest thing, as I'm going to be eating it slash them while I do a show or in commercial breaks of a show.
I'm thinking you went like Mexican, like tacos, burritos. Did you get one of those?
Nope. I got wings.
Okay.
I got wings, baby. Me and the lady. Okay. Me and the lady are going to have there wings. She'll be watching the Knicks game downstairs in the living room. I'll obviously have the game on the screen here. And so we like to do the bag salads, you know, at the supermarket. I'm a sucker. There's a dill pickle bag salad. It is phenomenal. So she was going to cook. We had a busy day. I was like, you know what, babe? Let's just order wings. And I was like, and we could do a small margarita pizza. And she goes, I'm trying to. She shut that down. She's like, we're going to Spain in just over a week. Got that wedding that we're going to. She's like, I can't do pizza. I'll do wings. So we got a 20-piece mild wings, and we'll have a bag salad on the side. You know, dill pickle salad on the side, but all wings, baby, mild. I don't know. I'm gonna be a mess though. I gotta ask her to bring me up a couple of moist towelettes, a couple of wipes, because I'm gonna look like an absolute slob. I'll be eating the wings during the break, but that's my comfort food, man. That's gonna ease my nerves because I need this game to start, PJ. I'm starting to get nervous, yeah. Man. As great as winning game one was, I feel like the momentum gets reset if the Knicks lose tonight, especially if the Knicks get blown out. And I look, man, I don't want this team to lose again. They haven't lost it since April 26th. I'm not ready for a loss. I don't want to see a loss, a split on the road. That didn't do anything for me. I want them to win the game. So I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous that this big French freak, Wembanyama, is going to come out and have 10 points and 5 rebounds in the first quarter, and the Knicks are going to be down 15, and it's going to be my worst nightmare.
I mean, look, it's a good thing for your sake that they won game one. So worst case, it's a split. You're going back to MSG. They got home court. You know game three is going to be absolutely on fire on Monday night. I can't wait for that game. Going to be so, so good. But yeah, I think it's going to be a good game tonight. I totally agree with JJ. He said if you like the Knicks, bet them outright. The line is definitely telling you San Antonio's the play, but I mean, during this streak, there have been so many lines involving Knicks games where you think the other team is the play. You think they're due for regression, or you think the other team, it's a good spot for them to get right. And this team just shows up, and they just hit you with the wave of threes, and their offense is too much. And you look up, it's a 20-point game. So I completely understand people that are like, if they're giving me the Knicks as a dog again, I'm just going to keep betting the Knicks. I do think this is a solid spot, though, for the Spurs tonight. We've talked about it the first couple hours of the show. Every time you've needed a big game from Wemby, a big game from the Spurs, especially at home, they've showed up and the games haven't relatively been close. So I think they're going to play pretty well tonight. But Pat, I know you're going to be living and dying with every possession, and I'm just looking forward to having a front row seat to it. We got the wings as a bonus. I mean, your hands are going to be messy. We're going to have wing stains all over the lips and the mouth. It's going to get ugly for everybody here on BetMGM tonight. Yeah,
it's going to get ugly, Paige. It's going to get ugly, man. Thank God I have you here. You know,
yeah.
Brad takes his Friday off. You know, I do the 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern every day by myself, and you know, I had Combs, who was a nice, a nice sidekick the other night. When I asked for him, but you're gonna get a front row seat to delirium one way or another. I'm either gonna be in euphoria because the Knicks are gonna win again tonight, and they're gonna be winning, or I'm gonna be in absolute shambles if they're losing, and if it's a close game throughout, I'm gonna be a nervous wreck. And yeah, the wings, it's not gonna be great. I don't know why I got wings. Why did I get wings? I should have just went pizza. Or I should have just took out an extra, 45 minutes of my day, meal prep a little chicken, have some chicken breast, and keep it simple. What am I doing? Wings. Wings. That's not a good call. Why did I do wings?
What did you have for game one? Do you remember what you had for dinner for game one?
Game one. What did I have the other night? What did I have the other night for game one? I think, you know what? The lady, Corinne, cooked. She made a tremendous, like, spicy curry lentils. And I meal prepped some chicken, and we put that chicken with some lentils over rice. And she likes just, cooked up a bunch of veggies that we have in the fridge. So actually, funny enough, guy that I used to work with, Pete McCarthy, texted me and he said, I had a buddy listening, and he said, he was concerned for you and your stomach with the spicy lentils. Hopefully you didn't have a bad night on the toilet. And I said, dude, Knicks win cured everything. But, yeah. So if I could survive that, I guess I could survive some wings. I'll just have to have a nice stack of, wet wipes or whatever.
If you were not doing the show tonight and you were watching it downstairs on your nice TV, are you a guy that's constantly standing up watching the game? Are you pacing around, or are you sitting there on your sofa, on the chair, just, kind of with your hands on your chin, just resting, just hunching over? Like, how do you watch these kinds of games when you're stressed?
It's a lot. It's a lot of different positions. It's a lot of different standing up, sitting down. When we got off the air the other night on Wednesday for game one, I went downstairs and I was standing up the entire time, like the third base coach and the bat in the coach's box, hands on the knees, like I'm ready to start giving out signs here. That's how I was the entire time. Fist pumping. There will be pacing. If I watched the entire game, it would be pacing. I guess I would probably sit down during the commercial breaks, maybe a little social media intake, you know, scroll a little Twitter, tweet out some thoughts, see what other people are saying. But, I would say once the fourth quarter starts, it'll be standing. And I got this desk, you know, this desk here that I use. It's a movable desk. So if we got a close game in the fourth, I don't know, maybe this puppy, I start moving this thing and I start standing up as I'm doing the show, because I can't tell you what kind of atmosphere or what kind of mood I'm going to be in. Game one, I waited so long, and I think I handled myself okay. But now that the Knicks are up 1-0, man, I don't know. Dude, we only got a couple of these games left, so I'm going to be a freaking wreck, and I'm lucky that I have you here.
I'm glad to be here with you. Did you bet anything for tonight's game? Did you take any player props? Did you emotionally hedge and bet the Spurs -6.5? Like, do you ever do anything like that? Or are you just enjoying it as a fan and just rooting for the Knicks all the way, no money involved?
No, I put together two plays, you know, $10 to win like $500 because okay. I, you know, with a couple different player props. I don't want to touch the side. I hope the Knicks win. I can't. Even if I thought, like, as a neutral observer, if I was, I would probably think the Spurs big bounce back. Game two, they lose game one at home. Now I'm going to lose 0-2, right? What's the chance of that happening? So I don't blame you for taking the Spurs. But yeah, as a Knicks fan, I can't, man. I can't do it. I'm rooting for a win. I am rooting for a freaking win, and that's it. And the other thing I would be, I guess, rooting for, if a Knicks win, and I don't give a damn if it happens, a Dylan Harper double-double. I think that could be on the table.
I like that. Yeah, I think Harper's going to be good again tonight. It's going to be interesting to see the other guys that stepped up. I mean, Champagne could not miss in that first half, and then he couldn't even hit the rim in the second half. Castle's got to be a lot better for San Antonio as well. All postseason, we've been so impressed with the youth of these guys and how they've met the moment and how they've stepped up in the biggest games. And after that game one, you know, now all of a sudden we're kind of questioning Wemby just a little bit, Fox, some of these other guys. So we'll learn a lot about the Spurs tonight. And I think we'll learn a lot about Mitch Johnson tonight as well. The Spurs front office has done an unbelievable job giving him this youth of talent, but he's done a terrific job coaching as well, and massive game for him tonight to step up and do what he's got to do, because, you know, that Fox Harper, that's a big decision. How does he decide to guard Cat? What looks does he give at Brunson? All these sorts of things are going to be huge. He was great adjusting in that Oklahoma City series, but that's a team that you're used to. I mean, by the time that series got done, you had played them 12 times this season. Now you're going up against the Knicks team where you obviously haven't seen them a bunch, and you really have to try and go off the fly of what you learned in game one.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. Without a doubt. All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off. The watch party will begin. 310-840-4910. You can call in. We'll obviously be reacting live to the game. We want you to watch us. We want you to listen to us. And if you got another screen that you can have the game on, great. But we're going to be going nuts. I'm going to be going nuts the entire game. So live reaction, in-game analysis. PJ will definitely be the good cop. I'll be the bad cop, or I'll be the psycho cop. I'm Pat Boyle. He's PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. We're coming right back. This is BetMGM tonight on Westwood One Sports.
The Knicks stole game one in San Antonio. Can the Spurs even the series with a win at home? Or will New York head home to the Big Apple with a big 2-0 lead? The NBA Finals, game two, tonight. Westwood One Sports.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380. Empower.
After wanting one for years, Kevin is finally enjoying his new hot tub.
This is the life.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money, so now he can be a little bad.
Oh, no, not my phone.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin's phone may be in hot water, but his finances aren't. Invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
800-785-9132.
Live scores, sharp options, no waiting till tomorrow. BetMGM Tonight is back.
All right, here we go. Welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. He's PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. Phone number to join the show, 310-840-4910. You can call, you can text. They're about to tip it off. And here's a stat for you. In NBA Finals history, home teams to lose Game 1 are 16-2 in Game 2. Only twice has the home team dropped the first two games. I'm hoping that that happens for a third time tonight, but I got a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. The intros are done. They did the BS, by the way, to the Knicks again, PJ. They played that garbage SpongeBob sound and music during the Knicks intros, and you would think after the Knicks cracked their ass in Game 1 and won by double digits, that they would show a little respect. You know, the Spurs act like you've been here before. They have. And they did it again to the Knicks. So I'm pissed off, man.
You
I'm pissed.
Are cursed.
Yeah, curse him, Danhausen.
Oof. All Pat, right. How are we feeling right now? Scale 1 to 10, 10 being like as nervous as one can be. What are you right now, 1 to 10?
I'm a 7. I'm a 7. If they were seven, down 0-1, I'd be at a 10. But they do have the win. Again, I want it to be 2-0. I want it to be 2-0. I obviously don't want to lose a game. You know, just because I said Knicks and 6 doesn't mean I'm okay with them losing game 2. But I'm just nervous of a hot start from San Antonio. You know, they've done it. They've done it before when they're trailing in the series. You know, when they were down 2-1 against the Thunder, they win that game by 20. When they were down 1-0 against Minnesota, I know Minnesota was missing some guys with injuries. They won that game by basically 40. But I'm still nervous. It's underway. I believe this is the exact same starting lineups as last time for the Spurs. It's Castle, it's Fox, it's Vassell, Champagne, and Wemby. And for the Knicks, it's Brunson, Hart, Bridges, OG, and Karl Anthony Towns. And looks like you got a Vassell 3 on the first possession, and it's nothing but net. So there you go. Shout out to JJ. He thought Vassell was going to have a bounce back. Guy hits a 3 right out of the gate. Let's mix in a call here. And I'm on edge, and his last call was a little off the rails, so I need it to be centered and pointed and focused tonight. Let's go to Paul in Rhode Island, who's next up on BetMGM tonight.
Yeah,
Paul's on line one. Paul, what's up, man?
Listen, thank you for taking my call. I know I'm all over the place sometimes, but
I'm taking the game tonight. Knicks win, and they lose game three in New York.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. I mean, if they go up 2-0, Paul, I appreciate the call. All right. Did we lose Paul?
No.
I think we dropped. I think he dropped.
No.
I said thank you for the call. That's normally the sign for our folks at Westwood One to drop him. Yeah, that's just unfortunate timing. But yeah, PJ, I don't know how I would feel. I would still feel great. I would just feel like, all right, if the Knicks win tonight and they go up 2-0 on the road and it's going back to the Garden, then they lose game three, then I would think, all right, no problem, bounce back, win game four at home, and you're up 3-1, and you got a chance to close it out. I'm not even thinking that far ahead. But I don't know. You would probably still feel good about the Spurs' chances. You said it. You don't think this is a must-win game. So you would give them a chance to win game three at the Garden, even if the Knicks win tonight.
I really would. I mean, I just think about like recent circumstances where this has happened. I mean, think about your Knicks, Pat, last year, where they won the first two games in Boston, came back to MSG, lost that game three. I remember when Indiana last year won the first two games in Cleveland. They came back to Indiana. The Cavs won that game three. As a Capitals fan, the year they won the Cup, I remember when they won the first two in Tampa, came back home, lost game three. So it happens more than you think, and especially with teams and organizations that don't have a lot of success, aren't used to consistent winning. As hot as the Knicks have been and as much on a tear and as great as this run has been, I do just think that, Pat, a lot of people will share your sentiments. If they win tonight, the series is over. It's going to be a sweep. San Antonio's cooked. And I would really like them in that kind of game. Look, you don't want to go down 0-2. You don't want to lose both your home games. They're trying to get a split tonight. But I just would not – I don't think they have a 0% chance. I would put it at like, you know, maybe like a 10% chance they come back to win the series. It wouldn't be ideal, but I do think – I agree with Paul. I think they'd have a shot at winning that game three.
Brunson's off to a hot start, by the way. He got the Knicks' first bucket on a tough mid-range jumper, and then he just got fouled on a three where Castle kind of just ever so slightly bumps him. But again, PJ, I'm not surprised. You got Tony Brothers, the crew chief, in this game tonight. I expected there to be points because I expect there to be plenty of fouls. So yep, Brunson with the Knicks' first 4 points and counting, and he's got another free throw here to try to make it five in a row. So, again, I think it's going to be a very tightly officiated game, not for the enjoyment of us, the viewer, but you know, if you like points, you like a lot of free throws, then I guess this might be the game for you. I just think that's who Tony Brothers is. That's what this crew does. I mean, any there's not going to be a lot of physical play because they're going to call him for fouls. So I worry about foul trouble for Karl Anthony Towns. I worry about foul trouble for Stephon Castle, although he didn't guard Brunson a ton in game one. So, and we got another foul right away.
There are so many Knicks fans there. I mean, did you see when Brunson was shooting those free throws, how many Knicks fans were in the stands? I mean, it's crazy how well they travel. Well, I give Brunson a ton of credit, Pat, and I wish we had talked about this, but knowing how tough it was going to be to go into San Antonio tonight and win the game, I think his first quarter prop points look would have been a good one, right? Setting the tone, getting off to a good start. Give me the ball. Let's let us go in, settle in. And you can clearly tell Mike Brown and the Knicks, I mean, they're running plays for him. He's being aggressive. And with Tony Brothers reffing the game, like you said, that's just only going to play into his kind of game as somebody who's seeking contact. So I think Brunson's going to continue to try and hunt his shot here because, again, we know the Spurs are coming out, man, and they know they got to win this game.
Ooh, yeah, PJ, my delivery for the wings is here. So can you take over for just a moment?
I got you. Go get your wings. This is BetMGM tonight. PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans along with Pat Boyle here on this Friday night. We're watching game two of the NBA Finals. San Antonio off to a hot start here in the first quarter. 8-5. They've already hit a couple three-pointers in this game. As Stephon Castle going to get a tough two, so he gets his first bucket of the game. The total's already up to 224.5, folks. This was 217.5 pregame, so the pace at which this game is being played and certainly San Antonio's offense, This game is off to a very fast start right now.
I gave them my girlfriend's phone number, and I said, call this number when the guy gets here, and he calls my number. I mean, what are we doing? Oh, but this guy Champagne doesn't miss, by the way. Oh, he banked in a three from the side. This guy does not miss.
He did. Dude, first half Champagne is just ridiculous. Guy doesn't miss in the first half. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it's a good
ridiculous.
Game.
He doesn't miss. OG bangs in a three, though. That's the much, much more fluid offense here from both sides. We already got 23 points in the first 3.5 minutes. I mean, I don't think I've either team's missed. No, that's not true. I saw Mikal Bridges miss a floater and Fox missed a floater. I mean, this is just simple offense right now for the Spurs. They're loading up. They're jacking. They're bombing threes away here in the early going. They're trying to get a rhythm and a momentum, which I'm surprised. I would think they would want to take it to the cup and try to draw some whistles. Brunson probably should have got a whistle on that one. That was a lot of contact on his drive to the rim. But I would think the Spurs, you know, not leaving it to chance on a potential rough start shooting-wise, that they would want to take the ball to the cup. And they're shooting a ton of threes here. Four threes attempted in the first 4 minutes.
Man, that crowd looks like they are into it and loud as well. I know we were talking about how many Knicks fans were there, but certainly a fair share of San Antonio fans. Everybody's standing, and we're like halfway through the first quarter. Game's got another really good pace to it. The Knicks showed us in game one, they want to push. Any opportunity that they have to run, they're going to do it because they don't want San Antonio to set up their half-court defense. Yeah. That, and then also, Pat, obviously the rest advantage that the Knicks have. I mean, the fact that they're coming off two series where they've swept, and San Antonio just played that seven-game war against OKC. That was such a huge key to the first game, was them really wearing down Wemby and him just looking sluggish towards the end. So they're going to continue to push that pace. But the Spurs right now, I mean, I give them credit. They have no problem playing that kind of game early. This is definitely a Knicks pace up to this point, which is something to monitor. But yeah, definitely back and forth so far to this one. And Dylan Harper's in for San Antonio right now, getting his first minutes. So we'll see what kind of impact he has.
There you go. There's your first kind of hint that maybe how this game gets coached by Mitch Johnson. They leave Josh Hart open for a three. He's got to hit those, man. He just has to hit those. Otherwise, you're going to see Shamet come into the game. But yeah, we already see the quick sub, De'Aaron Fox out after just 4 minutes. Keldon Johnson and Dylan Harper come in for the Spurs. Brunson in transition drills a three. Brunson is off to a heater here. So he's picking up right where he left off in the fourth quarter. He's already got 8 points. So I would say the knee and the ankle look okay to me. But yeah, honestly, Dylan Harper's, it drives right to the rim and basically uncontested. They're not getting that from De'Aaron Fox. Dude, no. I don't know if you see De'Aaron Fox play more than like 24 minutes tonight, even that might be a lot. I don't know. He's not giving them anything other than the fact that he normally doesn't turn the ball over. But even last game, he had 5 assists, 3 turnovers. So it's like, you know, if the assist to turnover ratio is like 3-1, I can understand it. It wasn't even 2-1. So I think you just take your risk with the youth of Dylan Harper and Castle handling the ball, and the potential risks that come with that with the turnovers. But I think you're getting more on offense on each possession with those guys than you're getting with De'Aaron Fox.
I totally agree. That's why, his points prop tonight, Pat, was 15.5. For him to go over that, he was going to have to get off to a hot start because it was so noticeable what a liability he was in game one and how much better Harper was, that if he didn't really give Mitch Johnson and the Spurs much reason to play him late in the game, if he didn't give him a spark early, I didn't see any way that he was going to play 38 minutes again. So I thought that was a good play. That's definitely something to watch as the series goes on. But yeah, man, like you said it, I mean, Harper, just watching him probe the lane, set his teammates up. It's just at this point, I don't know how you can play Fox more.
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back. BetMGM tonight.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Thank you. Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a hospitality manager at a five-star hotel.
So I just checked into room 318, but someone was in there.
Room 318. Oh, you were supposed to be booked in 813, which is now booked.
So what do we do?
How about rock, paper, scissors for who gets the bid?
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com. They make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds. And you can apply in minutes and get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson.
That's trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live.